This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from tornadoes overnight in the Nashville, Tennessee area now up to six. At least two tornadoes were reported right near downtown Nashville and East Nashville. Those twisters causing massive damage with pictures of rubble and destroyed buildings being shared by many folks on social media. Super Tuesday is finally here, and President Trump is claiming that Joe Biden made a deal with the latest Democratic presidential dropouts. Trump's comments coming during a Charlotte campaign rally, just as Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar were endorsing Joe Biden for president on Monday, both of them ending their campaigns before they threw their support behind the former VP. At least six Americans all in Washington state have now died from coronavirus. Congress could unveil $8 billion today in emergency coronavirus funding. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Coronavirus concerns continue, but Wall Street saw a bit of a rebound yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A huge bounce back at the close Monday, the Dow gaining almost 1,300 points. That's a gain of more than 5%. The NASDAQ up 385 points. That's a gain of almost 5%. The S&P 500 up 136 points.
The Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to the ban on bump stocks. A bump stock is a rapid-fire device that gives rifles the capability to mimic automatic weapons. And the Trump administration imposed that ban after the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017, when the gunman used a bump stock. The Vegas shooting massacre left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded. It was the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Apple is settling a lawsuit that accused the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. The company will pay up to $500 million after a California judge approved that settlement yesterday. Apple denied the allegations of trying to get people to buy new phones or buy new batteries while it slowed down the older models, but executives did say they want to avoid more legal bills, so they're willing to settle. The iPhones covered by the settlement include the 6, 6 Plus, 7, and 7 Plus. Owners of those models could get at least $25 a phone. NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month. And a guitar with connections to members of the Beatles worth a lot of money. On BBC's Antiques Roadshow, the guitar was valued at about $500,000. The guitar first belonged to John Lennon. Lennon then gave it to George Harrison, who then gave it to its current owner. You can find us online anytime. We have a newly designed website, in fact, at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about for us, ladies and gentlemen, and for you and for your kids. I mean, after all, what kind of America are we going to pass on to the next generation? Well, if it is the one that our founding fathers had in mind, I know, look, at we can't be blaming schools all the time and blame everybody else. It really comes down to we the people. And that carries with it an incredible amount of responsibility, but also a clear mission that if our government is off track, it's because we the people haven't done our job. And so if we're going to get this country back on track, all hands must be on deck to make that so. Jim Renacci joins us now. Jim went to Washington, as you may recall, with a new wave of Republicans in 2010, determined to help change business as usual in the nation's capital. Unfortunately, D.C. had other plans, call it the deep state, call it the establishment. But clearly, that is a resistance, in terms of we the people with the elites and our elected officials serving at the behest of we the people. They've turned the org chart upside down is what they've done. And Jim points this out in his new book, The GOP's Lost Decade, an Inside View of Why Washington Doesn't Work. Congressman, good to have you with us. Congratulations on the book.
Good morning, Bill. And yeah, it was something I just wanted to make sure I got out. After being in business for almost three decades and then going to Washington for 8 years, when I left, I thought there are so many issues that could be fixed if we just got back to the basics. I wanted to put it in writing, make sure that I at least documented my concerns, but I also documented my solutions as well.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate that. And this is the thing that people, I think, sometimes miss in context. And it is the nature of business people, and I would say predominantly conservatives and Republicans, is that we have a fixation with solutions. We're more than just a bumper sticker complaint about the problem. I mean, we're willing to say, hey, look, here's some solutions. Let's have a discussion and do something about it. Is that fair?
Well, it absolutely is, Bill. And it was one of the things when I was in Washington, I used to always tell my staff, look, I'm not going to say no unless I have a solution. So if there's a budget issue, I'm not just going to vote no unless I have a solution. If there's another issue on taxation or whatever, I think you always have to come back with a solution as well. It's easy to say no. It's easy to throw stones. But at the same time, you got to be willing to talk about solutions. And it's one of the things business people have to do.
Exactly.
It's one way you can stay in business.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing about the Trump administration. You know, for a long time, as you know, Jim, the clarion call of we the people has been, maybe we need a businessman in the Oval Office. It looked like we might have an opportunity shaking the timbers a bit when Ross Perot came to mind, because, he came on the scene like a businessman. He was laying the problems and solutions out for everybody, if you remember those big placards of his. And, I mean, he really gave way to, the idea of a political infomercial, but it made a lot of sense. And people thought, whoa, maybe there's merit here. And then that didn't happen. And, maybe Romney was the guy, but he couldn't carry the day. But it took Donald Trump to finally carry the day, get elected, and look what business solutions have done for our country.
Well, absolutely. And the interesting thing about many of the people you just mentioned is one thing I learned about elections is you have to be likable. You don't have to have a resume. Many times you have to be likable. Now, the good thing with President Trump is that he was up against Hillary Clinton, who was so unlikable that we were finally able to get President Trump in there, a business person, because too often the machine just steps up and wants to take over in Washington. I talk about that in a book as well.
Of course, and you're seeing the machine step up when it comes to Biden right now, right?
Absolutely. The machine is stepping up to try and make sure that, somebody more moderate takes control of that side, the Democratic side, and clearly we're starting to see that today.
Well, they really don't see it being a fair fight if it comes down to Trump and Bernie, because we're talking George McGovern all over again, and that was a nightmare for the Democrats. But I think that even more so, because of the Democratic Socialists or whatever you want to call them, they're full blown out of the closet in such a way that if they don't hold ground here, we're talking a potential total disconstruct of the Democratic Party, are we not?
Well, I would agree. And I think there is a small minority who still believes that the Democratic Socialist agenda is the agenda to go forward with. But the majority of Democrats, the majority of Americans realize that we are, a capitalist country, and the country that they want to keep that way. They want to have the American dream alive. And this is something that, again, many Democrats are concerned that Bernie's fixation, especially on the 19 to 29-year-old, which seems to be his biggest group of supporters, that they can take that back.
Well, when you offer them something that they realize is problematic, I mean, they became enslaved because of the whole tuition system. I mean, $1.6 trillion, I mean, it's indentured servitude is what it comes down to. Jim, you and I, we've been around this rodeo long enough, and we've worked our way up and, had to do it, from the bottom up. And we know what that takes. And it's kind of like my father when he first explained, having a credit card to me. He said in his own inimitable words, and I can still hear him telling me, that he said, William, he says, you got a $3,000 credit line with that credit card. And you're going to be beholden to them for maybe 10 to 15 years. Make sure you're real careful with that credit card. Do not become beholden. And, and I thought about it, and I started looking back about the old slave farms and what they did. And it was a form of credit that they gave these slaves, and they ended up, the slaves were beholden to the company store. I mean, you might remember when we were growing up, Tennessee Ernie Ford song, "I owe my soul to the company store," right?
Exactly. And I got to tell you, Bill, the biggest problem is the federal government has caused most of these problems. When it allowed, debt, college debt to be granted. I mean, I was with a business individual in Youngstown, Ohio, who said to me, Congressman, he goes, I have a business now. I build in a piece of equipment that's already sold for $70,000. I need $40,000 worth of debt. I can't get a bank to give me the $40,000, even though I already have a buyer. He said, but I could borrow $200,000 in college debt as easy as possible, never a question asked. I thought that really answers the question. The government has allowed that to occur. It's allowed Pell Grants. It's allowed the system to increase the cost of college and then allow the debt to just pour on. So you see in my book so many times, government causes some of these problems, whether it's the opioid addiction, which was allowed because of policies in Washington that said we have to eliminate pain. Well, the easiest way to eliminate pain is to give somebody opioids. These were These were really political answers that were allowed to get out into the system.
And so much come with unintended consequences, right? And the thing that galls us all, Jim, I got to tell you, when our government, they cannot see the error of their ways, and they're slow to move to make adjustments to protect the higher interests of we the people. Our conversation with Jim Renacci continues, the former congressman right here, and we're talking about his new book, The GOP's Lost Decade, An Inside View of Why Washington Doesn't Work.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com. 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The hits just keep on coming. You're listening to Bill Martinez.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
you gotta laugh. I mean, you know, what can you say? Yeah, they just keep on coming one right after another. And of course, it's Super Tuesday and a lot of excitement. And, clearly what has happened, as we mentioned earlier with, Jim Renacci, the former congressman, Jim, that, the Democratic establishment is setting the stage. They're doing everything they can to make sure that, Bernie Sanders does not get the nomination. And once again, is he going to be faced with something so frustrating that the victory is taken right out of, you know, is taken out of the jaws of victory here.
Yeah, well, again, it's he does ignite that 19 to 29 year old, and those are the people that are getting out and doing the work. And too often, you know, Democrats are becoming too complacent. So I think what they're trying to do is get people out, say, hey, let's change this. They can't have Bernie Sanders being the nominee because, as you said earlier, Donald Trump will definitely win handily against a Democratic socialist, although I think he's going to win against anyone, but Bernie Sanders for sure.
It's kind of interesting, you know, right after all this season of quid pro quo and all the exercise that we went through, and, you know, Bernie Sanders, basically, it's a quid pro quo relationship. Elect me and I'll give you free college tuition, I'll give you free medical care. Free stuff. I mean, you know, he's the Oprah of the political campaign cycle this time around, I guess.
Well, what's also interesting about Bernie Sanders is that most people just need to dig a little deeper, and they don't realize that he's really accomplished very little in his life. His only job was a job as mayor, I think, when he was 51 or 41 or some point in time career. And even in Congress, he's only gotten a few things accomplished, never really supported very much, and really is not even a Democrat. He's an independent.
Exactly.
So you put all those pieces together, and now all of a sudden he seems to be rising in the Democratic Party with this Democratic Socialism platform.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that someone with such a poor track record and a do-nothing, basically, senator in so many ways other than running and collecting money. I mean, he's found a way to earn a living through the political process. I mean, even when he was mayor, that's how he got his then-girlfriend, who's now his wife, a job, right? I mean, he went behind the council and just said, hey, I'm hiring her. I don't care what you say. Well, we don't have a job. We don't have money for No, I don't care. We're hiring her.
Well, Bill, one of the quotes I have in my book, and I had to chuckle when I first got to Washington, I thought, how did I get here? And then I realized, I looked around and said, how did they get here? Which is very true.
Yeah.
So often we are electing people because we like them, we like the way they speak, but you wouldn't hire them. You would not hire them to cut your grass because they don't even know how to start a lawnmower. But they continue to get reelected like Bernie Sanders and continue to go down into that system and cause many of the problems we have today.
Well, you know, as I said in the opening, Jim, it's our fault. I mean, we the people keep electing them. I mean, we're complaining about it, you know, like we have done for many years, complaining about immigration and other things in our country and the incompetence, the waste in that. But we keep electing the same people. I mean, we're the personification of the definition of insanity, are we not?
Well, we are, and I even found that in my race against Sherrod Brown, my Senate race. You know, I stepped out of a governor's race at the request of President Trump, jumped into a race. And what I realized was, even though I only lost by 150,000 net votes out of 4.4 million votes, what we had is a Sherrod Brown who spent $33.5 million talking about how bad I was. But the American people, or the Ohioans at that time, just need to look at really how bad he was. And it's one of the problems with long-term politicians. We keep electing them, then they keep building up this this pot of money, which they can then use to just put rumors out and talk about people. Because the other thing in our political system that's so broken is, in politics, you can say anything you want about anyone.
Exactly.
Even if it's false.
I know, that's the thing that's so disgusting right now. And yet, you know, the mainstream media and the other pundits, you know, they're so offended because Trump calls them out for the fake news provocateurs and purveyors that they've become. But that's, you know them by their fruit, do you not, Jim?
Well, you absolutely do, and it's one of the problems. The media does play a major role in electing people, and of course, it's part of the problem. That's why the American people who, I've said all along, term limits are so important, because at some point in time you have to put an end to these career politicians, and the only way to do it in many cases is just term them out and allow others to go in. Now, people will say, well, you know, you lose that, you know, that background and that history. Well, it's not true because people can go in. I took over businesses and turned them around with very little knowledge of the business. You need to get in. You need to bring good people in. And that's what we need to do in Washington is what one of the things I say in my book as well.
Well, Jim, you also address the impact that Christians should be having on our politics. I mean, this idea that there is no intersection of faith and politics is, you know, just a humongous lie. That's what those on the left would want you to believe. But the fact of the matter is our faith, we're catalysts for change. I mean, look at all the great things. I mean, you look back historically on this great country of ours. And when you see great changes that have occurred in the culture or around the world, Christians, people of faith, have led the way.
Well, and what most people forget is it's right on our dollar bill. It's also right on the wall in the House of Representatives. Many times you don't see that, but you know, in God We Trust is in plenty of places that our forefathers put. You know, and it was part of the establishment of our country. So. The faith is important, and I think decisions based on that background that our forefathers really embedded into the capital and embedded into our currency means something.
Exactly. I mean, without people of faith, you don't have the American idea. I mean, that's the bottom line, right?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. The American idea, the other thing that's so important is faith and freedom and friendship, but also the American dream. And I think that's what the Bernie Sanders does not bring to the table is that American dream. I mean, I grew up as a very poor individual, but was able to live the American dream, which is so important in this country. You can do it here if you work hard and do all the right things.
Well, the exchange and the exchange you have here and the reason that Bernie Sanders has a following is that some have made that transaction. They've exchanged their faith in God for faith in government. And as Dr. Carol Swain shared with me last week very clearly, is that, you know, we want God-given rights. It was even Marsha Blackburn echoed that as well. The senator said, we want God-given rights because those won't be taken away. The government-given rights, they come and go. They're very capricious. And this is the clear binary choice that is before all voters in this 2020 election, and Christians especially, need to come out in record numbers, if nothing else, just to prove to the rest of the body politic that faith works, faith is responsible. But as we know, traditionally, only 50% of the church will even bother to register to vote. And of that 50, only 50% will actually vote. That's a discouraging number.
Well, it certainly is, and I think that's part of the problem with our system. Too often people say, my vote doesn't matter, but they don't realize that every vote matters, and it is something that so many men and women have fought for, that we should be voting and allowing for that faith-based decision to be part of the voting mechanism. But too often it's neglected, and people say, well, it doesn't matter, and it does.
It really does, and if nothing else, maybe to counter some of the voter fraud that, you know, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, said doesn't exist. But as I keep saying, if it doesn't exist, why do people keep getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud?
Absolutely, and I think it's something we need to continue to work on, that votes are so important.
Exactly. I mean, they are absolutely precious to this democracy. It needs to be honored. I mean, we're up in roar about any kind of interference with the Russians, which Barack Obama said they were not responsible for changing one vote. But that's not the adjusted and amended narrative by the Democrats, as we know. Jim Renacci, thank you for being with us. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website and available at all the usual places. The GOP's lost
February
decade.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the third one free.
and be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from tornadoes overnight in the Nashville, Tennessee area now up to 6. At least 2 tornadoes were reported right near downtown Nashville and East Nashville. Those twisters causing massive damage with pictures of rubble and destroyed buildings being shared by many folks on social media. Super Tuesday is finally here, and President Trump is claiming that Joe Biden made a deal with the latest Democratic presidential dropouts. Trump's comments coming during a Charlotte campaign rally, just as Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar were endorsing Joe Biden for president on Monday, both of them ending their campaigns before they threw their support behind the former VP. At least 6 Americans all in Washington state have now died from coronavirus. Congress could unveil $8 billion today in emergency coronavirus funding. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and Pastor Robert Jeffers is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Always enjoy our time together. We missed him. Usually we run into each other in the hallways at NRB in Nashville. But Pastor, I think we got out of Nashville just in time. We got to pray for them. Supposedly at least 9 people were killed overnight by a tornado.
Oh, what a tragedy. Really need to be praying for those families and those who have survived that tragedy.
Exactly. I mean, and to think we just missed it because we were there just last week. But wow, it as soon as I got the news this morning, it was just right before going into my devotion time. So it was a time to, you know, lift them up in prayer, and you know, the body count continues because this happened in the middle of the night. And came on very quickly. But I did want to talk about your new book. Congratulations on Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. I will say this to you. It was interesting. I had a conversation. I met with Ashley Bratchard, you know, from Unplanned last week. And she says, Bill, every year I always seek God and ask, okay, God, what is the word and the focus that I should have for the year? And the first impression that she got was risk. And out of that grew courageous. So I don't know if she channeled your book in advance or what. I thought, an implied endorsement there from Ashley Bratchard, if I take a little bit of liberty, so forgive me.
Well, look, this is a time for Christians to be courageous. I think this is probably, out of the 25 books I've written, the most timely, the boldest book, and the most necessary book. It's because Bill, C.S. Lewis described the world well decades ago when he said this world is enemy-occupied territory.
Yes.
And that's a great description. I mean, if you're a Christian trying to live out your faith, you're facing incoming from every direction. I mean, we have a hostile culture that's increasingly hostile as it gets further away from God's standard. We have natural things attacking us like tornadoes or coronavirus. We have attacks from within, our old sin nature that still wars against the things that God wants for us. And if those things weren't enough, we have an adversary from below, Satan, who's hell-bent on destroying everything important to us. And what I did in survival was, survivalists say there are 10 strategies you need to use if you're in a threatening situation like a plane crash or a tornado. Things like don't panic, do the next right thing, trust your training. I took these survival tactics and applied them to the Christian life so that we can do more than survive, but we can thrive as believers in this increasingly dark world.
Well, what I have grown to appreciate, Pastor, is that I am getting to the point, and I don't know, just maybe because I'm getting older or what it is, but I am welcoming the attacks like never before, because what it's causing other people of faith to do is to come alongside shoulder to shoulder to realize, look at you, you better have the right guy next to you in the foxhole, because the war has been going on for a long time and we've just kind of acquiesced and have taken, you know, just kind of gone along to get along kind of thing. But we're realizing that it is unending, that it is relentless on the part of the enemy. And I'm saying bring it on, because what it's going to do is that resistance is going to strengthen people of faith. And with your strategies here, which is a reminder, some of these things are some basic common sense issues that you point out, and probably things that will, you know, as we'll read in Courageous, going, doggone it, how did I forget that? How did I miss that? I need to incorporate that not only for myself, my family, but those other believers who, you know, I worship with, or that I pray with, or that I come in contact with at work or in other avenues of my life, right?
Right, and you've just illustrated one of the survival tactics I talk about in the book, Take Inventory. You know, every one of my chapters of Courageous, I start out with a real-life survival story that illustrates that principle. And in the chapter, Take Inventory, I use the story from Apollo 13. Remember the Ron Howard movie, and the astronauts were stranded. They didn't have the right air filter to filter out the carbon dioxide. And all they could do in that spacecraft was use whatever they had. So they took inventory. They had, you know, a couple of old socks, a bungee cord, a plastic bag, and they built their own contraption to save their lives. And as Christians stranded in this world, we need to take inventory of the resources God has already given to us. And I talk about two of them. One is the armor of God. We all know that from Ephesians 6, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. But the other resource God has given us is the people of God. And that's what you were talking about. Other Christians, we don't have to fight these battles alone. Solomon said two are better than one, and the cord of three strands is not easily broken. I found after 40 years of pastoring, one of Satan's favorite strategies is to divide Christians, then isolate Christians, and then attack Christians. If he can get us alone, he can many times have victory over us.
Well, I got to tell you, I am repeatedly encouraged to recall that it was Jesus himself who established the church for a specific purpose, for a time such as this, for battles that he knew that were going to be relentless. And it goes back to what you pointed out in the book and what you just touched on right now, is that we have reinforcements. And they're there, and we need to call them into the fight, get them out of the stands, get them into the playing field, get them into the battlefields to come alongside for the sake of our, not only ourselves, our marriages, our kids, the next generation.
That's right. And we need to also realize that behind every visible battle we're fighting, there's an invisible battle. I got in trouble a couple of days ago for quoting a Jesuit priest back in the 1300s who said, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience."
Wow.
Well, and now, technically.
I don't know. I don't understand why that's a problem, but go ahead.
But somebody said, well, you know, the fact is we're both spirit beings and human beings. God made us body, soul, and spirit. But I think the priest had a good point. The fact is there is an unseen spiritual force behind every battle we're facing, and we need to be aware of that.
Exactly.
Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. We should expect it. But then he went on to say, take courage, for I've overcome the world. And that's what courageous is about, is how we can take courage and not just eke out an existence in this world until we wait for the second coming, but we can actually thrive and do so with joy.
Let's rewind for just a little bit, because I want to go to chapter 1, right at the very beginning. Don't panic, you say.
Yeah, I mean, that is survival tip number one. And I start out with a real-life story of a person who survived a plane crash. But, you know, survivalists tell us that in threatening situations, you know, 80% of people just freeze. They don't know what to do. And it's easy to do that. Got a letter a couple of weeks ago from a young mother. She was reading Courageous, and she said, I was reading this first chapter, Don't Panic, when I received word that I had cancer and only a few months to live. And my first thought was, what is this going to mean to my family, my children, my husband? But then I recalled the story you told from Joshua. You know, Joshua started to panic when he found out he was going to have to fill Moses' sandals and be the leader of Israel. But God said to him, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. I am with you wherever you go. Take courage.
Yes.
And that God has promised us his presence no matter what comes at us.
And that's so important that people catch that, Pastor, because it's not only that God said that, you know, to Joshua. He's saying that to all of us.
Yes, that's right. That's right. God has promised that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And that's a promise that we can claim.
Yeah. Well, and we know that panic can be debilitating because you go into that, you know, fight or flight mode. You get the deer in the headlights kind of look, and it stops you from acting and engaging on that that spiritual aspect of our being that connects us with God, that gives us the wisdom and the plans, the right plans for the right time, right?
That's exactly right. And God has given us everything we need, not just to survive, but thrive in this world.
Without a doubt. There are 10 strategies that Pastor Robert Jeffers lays out for us in Courageous, 10 strategies for thriving. Again, let's put that in bold type, thriving. You know, God wants us to more than survive. I mean, after all, we're his children. And he doesn't want us to live and experience a mediocre life. Yes, it's tough, but he's got great plans for us. And we're going to talk more with Pastor Jeffers on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
It's just so painful the other way, really. I mean, you know, and that's the ultimate. That's what God has given us. He's given us our freedom. So why would we relinquish it to a socialist? Because you're going to serve something. We know that. And God makes it real clear. You know, hey, look, at the choice is up to us. And in case you missed all the prelude and everything, this is a good choice. You want to choose the right thing and you want to choose God. Dr. Robert Jeffers continues with the senior pastor of the 14,000 member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, Fox News contributor. His daily radio program, Pathway to Victory, is heard on more than 800 stations nationwide, and his weekly TV program is seen on thousands of cable systems and stations throughout the country. His brand new book, Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. Pastor, before we get into this a little bit, I want to give you an opportunity to give us a little bit of insight. You meet with the president on a regular basis. I know you're constantly praying for him as other people of faith. Of course, we hear some criticism from the pundits and the, you know, some adversarial Democrats saying that's okay. We can handle that. But give us an idea of what the president is dealing with and what he needs from us, from people of faith, right now in this season as we go into the 2020 election?
Well, first of all, let me just say he's doing great. He's doing fantastic. I've never seen somebody more resilient than he is. I had dinner with him the night of his acquittal, his Senate acquittal. He called it his unimpeachment dinner. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. He really, Bill, appreciates the prayers of Christians for him. Every time I see him, I tell him, Mr. President, millions of Christians are really praying for you. He said, I feel that, and I appreciate it. And so I would just say to people, people, please keep praying for him. Keep praying for his family. You know, I remember back in December just asking him how he was doing. And he said, you know, I'm doing fine. This stuff doesn't bother me, but it does get to my family. And so, you know, he's a human being just like we all are. He cares about his family. And so I would say remember his family as well.
Well, excellent. All right, courageous. We've covered a couple of points already, and these strategies that you have taken from survivalists. These are proven strategies and have worked. You know, one thing I see that is a big problem with people because there's so many things to be distracted by. You've really got to pause for a moment and gain some situational awareness of what you're dealing with, right?
That's right. And by the way, you know, these 10 survival tactics, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North wrote the manuscript for the book, and he said in his endorsement of the book, he said, for years I have taught Marines these very same survival tactics. It never occurred to me how they apply to the Christian life. And they really do. And, you know, one of those tactics is gain situational awareness. We just saw a few weeks ago the tragedy with Kobe Bryant's helicopter going down, and they say the pilot of that helicopter lost his situational awareness. He got in a fog. He didn't know where he was. And, you know, there's a great verse in 1 Chronicles 12 that talks about the sons of Issachar, and it says that these were men who understood their times and knew what Israel should do. They had situational awareness. Specifically for them, they understood the political environment. They said, you know, we think the wind's going in the right direction for David to expand his kingdom, and this is the time to do that. And, you know, Bill, there are these Christians who think they're holier than God is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I mean, they're just super spiritual saints, and they say things like, oh, I don't ever read the newspaper. I don't watch television. I just saturate my mind with the scripture. Well, that's ignorant. I mean, that's absolutely ignorant. Billy Graham was a member of our church, First Baptist Dallas, for 54 years, and he had a great saying. He said, you know, I go through this world with a newspaper in one hand and the Bible in my other hand. The newspaper tells me what's happening. The Bible tells me what it means.
Amen. Amen. And also, Billy Graham, and having served in one of his crusades in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, which was an incredible experience, Pastor, his focus was always on evangelism, was always on, you know, Jesus Christ 100%. But when you heard Billy Graham, as he was, you know, heading to the exit, say that we are living in the last of the last days, Dr. Graham rarely made a statement about anything to do with prophecy or the end times. And for him to make that statement was, I think, was something to ponder and really focus on.
It was, you know, Billy has a great story about being with John F. Kennedy a couple of days before the inauguration when Kennedy was president-elect. He had invited Graham down to Palm Beach, Florida, and they'd finished playing golf. And Kennedy looked at Graham and said, Billy, do you believe Jesus Christ is coming back to earth one day? He said, yes, sir, I certainly do. And then Kennedy asked, well, if that's true, why do I hear so little about it today? And, you know, that's the great message of the New Testament. Christ is coming back today again. He's going to reward the righteous and punish the unrighteous. And that's why we're to be courageous. I mean, again, Jesus said, you can take courage, for I have overcome the world. We are on the winning side, which is why we need to stand up and push back.
And to be courageous, you have to be activated. I mean, shame on those in the church and those who call themselves Christians that only 50% will bother to register to vote, to do anything and say, have any say about this great American experiment in which they live in, which their kids and their grandkids and their legacy will live in by the grace of God. And we know that only 50% will register to vote. And of that 50%, Pastor, only 50% of them will actually go out and vote. I mean, that's a bad commentary on us.
Well, it is. And look, my book, Courageous, isn't a political book per se. It's not even just about the culture war. I mean, as I said at the outset, we've got threats coming to us from every direction in the world that we need to stand up to. But it it is true. We do have an opportunity to stand up for Christian values right now. And look, when we vote, we're not voting for any perfect candidate. I can tell you for sure the president doesn't believe he's perfect at all. Right. But we're talking about ideas. We're talking about core beliefs. And never has there been a greater contrast between light and darkness than we have right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. In chapter four, you cover the fourth tip, develop a victim, a victor, not a victim mindset.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, the scripture says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. And, you know, if you're in a threatening situation, you know, you're surviving an airplane crash or you're in an avalanche, a survivalist will tell you, if you think to yourself, well, I'm not going to make it out, you won't. Mm-hmm. I mean, how you think determines what you do. And for a Christian, you know, it's so easy to become a victim. Chuck Swindoll said one time, the older I get, the more I realize life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to what happens to you.
Yes.
And I use the story of Joseph. I mean, think of all the terrible things that happened to him. Sold into slavery by his brothers, accused of rape by his boss's wife, thrown into prison. He could have been in therapy the rest of his life if
exactly.
he just wanted to.
Right.
But remember when he met his brothers who had sold him into slavery? He said to them, you meant it for evil, but God used it for good.
Mm-hmm.
To Joseph, his God was bigger than his brothers, his circumstances. He had a victor's mentality.
Exactly. The next tip, trust your training. Maybe the question is, are you being trained to begin with, right?
Yeah, you know, I'd start out that chapter with the true story of Sully Sullenberger, the U.S.
Yes.
Air captain who miraculously landed his plane that had lost its engines on the Hudson River. Somebody asked him, how did you do that? He said, oh, that was easy. I trusted my training.
Mm-hmm.
He had been in training for a long time for that kind of situation, that when he was finally in that situation, he knew exactly what to do. I contrast his story to that Lion Air flight crew that had a 737 that was pitching down instead of up. They didn't know what to do. Their plane started careening toward the ground. They were frantically searching the flight manual to discover what to do when the plane hit the ground and killed everybody aboard. You know, if you wait until you're in a crisis to start searching the flight manual, you've waited too long. And it's the same for us as Christians. When we're under siege, when we're being bombarded, we can't, you know, search through the Bible. Oh, I know there's a verse in here someplace.
Yes,
we've waited
exactly.
too long. We need mm-hmm. to be trained ahead of time in the truth of God's word.
Well, there's 10 strategies for thriving in a hostile world. The title of his new book, Courageous, Dr. Robert Jeffers is with us, and we've got a couple of minutes left here, Pastor. We're going to jump here because and this is why you got to get your hands on the book, because not only do you get the chapter titles, but you get the depth of what's in each of the chapters and what Pastor Jeffers is sharing with us. 9 particularly sticks out for me. Help others.
Yeah, and that's what I remind people. In survival situations, it's not just about getting yourself out. It's taking as many people with you as you can to escape. And I think, you know, for us, the others, we certainly need to concentrate on helping, or starting with our children and our own grandchildren. You know, one reason I wrote Courageous was to train Christians and help Christians train their children to live courageously. And the world in which our children are growing up is much more hostile to Christianity than the world you and I grew up in. And so there are principles here you could share with others to help them live out their faith courageously.
Pastor, how can they get your hands on your book besides it being linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com? Available at all the usual places, right?
Right, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at most bookstores.
And, of course, your website that they can be in touch with you at?
PTV.org for Pathway to Victory. You can download all the messages free of charge at PTV.org.
The best-selling author, Dr. Robert Jeffers, he has penned his survival guide to help Christians thrive in a hostile world. 10 strategies to keep your faith increasingly in an increasingly dangerous times. Pastor, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. God bless.
Always great to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I